Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you for joining me on this audio for Prayer 6, your journey that illuminates your pathway to self-love, loving yourself. It's so beautiful. Gosh, I love to love me now, and I definitely didn't always. In fact, it was always kind of a struggle for me to love myself earlier in my life, especially around age 15 through early 20s. I really just felt it was a challenge. And now, after some good inner work and really discovering some different ways to love myself and doing some good clearing work, I found that loving myself is one of my favorite things to do. So I am wanting to talk to you today about this experience of starting to really consciously live. One way to love oneself is to begin to have a conscious lifestyle. What does that mean? To become aware of yourself, to observe yourself. Most importantly, observing consciously and managing your own feelings. Conscious living is observation of oneself around your feelings, your emotions, how what you're thinking, you know, how you're being in the world. And I want to really hone in on the management of your feelings. We are to be honoring of our feelings. Basically, feelings are energy that comes up into our body, giving us information to show us what's going on in our life and reflecting back to us within, you know, what it's bringing up for us in reference to what's coming up inside of our life, circumstances-wise. You know, maybe the feelings also can show you some unresolved inner work that might need to be done to help you become free. Feelings that are still locked in the past that finally surface. Those are powerful feelings to honor and let up and out. You know, feelings, if they're not honored, what happens is that you can be really hard on yourself and not choose to feel them. And instead, when we do that, the feeling, it gets locked inside of us, suppressed. And then we end up feeling depressed. And then possibly even experience a level of judgment that comes forward. What I learned about judgment, and judgment is simply feelings that have just not been honored. And over time, they became heavier and heavier, and then we just saw us as that feeling, right? Like if you keep saying to yourself, I'm sick, I'm tired, keep saying that, eventually you're like, wow, I guess I'm just a sick and tired person. That's who I am. So you can see how honoring the feelings in the moment kind of helps it come up and out, versus staying inside. So I really want to help us all understand that the honoring of your feelings is extremely self-loving. It's you being gentle and loving with yourself, and most importantly, it's you hearing yourself. I know there's many people on the planet that did not feel extremely heard. So you get a chance to hear yourself when you hear your feelings. Just hear yourself. I hear that I feel I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling angry, and just be there for yourself. Love yourself. Wow, I hear that. Rather than, oh no, I don't feel that. Just push it to the side. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can't push any feeling to the side. All it does is just goes back inside and waits for you to access it at a different time. And what happens is a lot of times that feeling will build, and then it becomes like a big giant volcano. Some of us probably know about that, right? All of a sudden this big built up feeling will come out and it'll project onto someone. And they're like, why are you acting like that? And you're saying, I don't know. I've been mad about this for a long time and I didn't say anything. Well, gosh, next time, please say it earlier, right? So let's all learn to honor our feelings more in the moment. That would be profound, right? I'm going to lead us through a prayer, and it's going to help you start to become more conscious in your lifestyle as well as honoring your feelings. Okay? Let's start by taking some slow and deep breaths in through our nose, out through our mouth. Starting now, we're going to do 3 breaths. Letting go on the out breath. second one. And third one. Please place your hands over your heart space if possible. Closing your eyes. Moving into prayer. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you so much, Mother, Father, God, for this beautiful, divine, blessed, wondrous day. In this day, I'm here right now, and I realize in this moment, just as I am, just where I am doing enough, I am enough, for I am a divine expression of God. And as a divine expression of God, I want to see things more clearly. I want to see myself more clearly. I want to feel what I'm thinking. I want to know what I'm thinking, and I want to know how I'm being in the world. I say yes to that, becoming more conscious of myself, more conscious of my surroundings, choosing to stay awake, choosing to feel what I feel, and honoring all the feelings that I have. Because I realize now as I do that, what I'm really doing is I'm choosing to be honoring of who I am. Honoring of myself. Honoring of everything about me. My authentic self. Not just when I'm happy, not just when I'm joyful, not just when I'm energized. Also when I'm hurting, when I have sadness, where I'm feeling angry. All of my feelings. Honoring all of them. These feelings are energy. They're showing me something about myself and the world that I'm in. I know that me honoring my feelings help me learn about myself, help me learn about the world. I learn. I grow. And that is what I'm here for, to learn and to grow. I know this now. Mother, Father, God, I ask for your assistance to help me remember that when my feelings come up and they might feel uncomfortable, that is when I most importantly want to check in and be there for those feelings. Be there for my feelings and whatever they are. I'm so grateful for this assistance. Thank you so much. And with these words, I say, and so it is, taking a deep and slow breath. Once more. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this prayer. Many divine blessings to you. Have a great, great day. All right, bye-bye.